What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I mean, somebody can lose the Achilles. We saw Edwin Diaz, in the World Baseball Classic.
Yep.
But to have an opportunity to be a champion is a big thing, and to get a gold medal and to represent your country. So the same reason why basketball players want to play, you can't come out and take an L for like the first decade if you created the sport. you lose to Saudi Arabia or something like that in flag football. You know what I mean? You got dominating for that. You want to put out your best players. And stack up chips and the endorsement deals that have come for that, for representing your country. I think it'd be enticing for a lot of young guys.
Bart Scott on the flag football conversation. Some of you out there might think peak May sports talk is NFL players playing flag football. And you might not be wrong, but the NFL is expected to vote on that today and approve one player per team to go play flag football. He mentions young guys. College football players, can they go?
Mm. They're kind of in the midst of their summer camp.
Okay.
Probably not.
I can't go play for my country? Might be tougher. You're right.
It might be tough.
The schedule is about a month, at least a month earlier. All right. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's on vacation this week. Nate's in. And we're talking a couple of different NFL rules proposals. The one, we also talked about Mitch Marner a good bit today in terms of the Sabres, and if that would be more shocking than when the Bills got Mario Williams, which, going back in time, here's how transformative Mario signing with the Bills was. Now, whenever it's nice in March, every Bills fan says like, oh yeah, it's kind of like when Mario was here, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice out. I remember 13 years ago when the Bills signed a defensive end. Because it was nice during that stretch, too.
It was beautiful.
It was unbelievable.
It was
80s.
It became kind of a talking point that this is a selling point.
Yeah.
Buffalo is beautiful this time of year.
He's going to think it's nice.
Yes.
So that's out there. You can join us on that if you want. And on the flag football conversation, that rule looks like it will be passed. Later this segment, we'll get some calls in on the flag football stuff. I'd like to hear from anybody that wants it. I mean, Nate's over here being a hater.
Yes.
Which is fine. I'm open to it. I wonder how many guys will want to go, how big of a deal this will be in 3 years, especially if it's one player per team. So there's a lot to kind of chew on about it. But if you love the idea, I would love to hear from more people like that, because it seems like the NFL is going to be made fun of to a certain degree today.
Yes.
But they want to grow the game, maybe help flag football. The caller earlier who made the point about how it's an easier entry point, like roller hockey, than ice hockey, and how, people play in flag football leagues, bar league football. There's definitely a point to be made about when you're a kid, you grow up playing in the backyard, playing catch, and not everybody is into, you know, blocking sleds and 11 on 11 and live goal line, and people just want to throw, you know, play catch and play flag football. I played on an intramural flag football team in college. Why'd me and my friends do it? Same reason all you did. Because it's fun. Football's a fun game. It's not exactly the kind of game you can play pickup, right? You don't play pickup football. You go and play two-hand touch, or you play flag football in the park. And for that kind of to get to the Olympic level, now with NFL players as a part of it, is a statement for the game of football that's, you know, not NFL football. So there's something to be said for that. Scotty in Toronto is up next as we get back to phone calls. 803-0550 to line up behind Scotty here on WGR. Hey, Scotty, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Scotty up in Toronto, 416 Bills Mafia representative. Go, Bills, go. All right, look, originally I called to say this is not a good idea, but I'm going to jump ship on that idea, and I'm going to say, look, if this is going to swing, then there has to be an understanding that what if a player gets injured? What if? Okay? Because this is a different game. There's going to be a lot of different movements. There's pads that affect the major game. But if we're going to make this work, then there has to be some kind of money that kicks back to the team and doesn't come off the cap. Look, I understand playing for your country, you want to win that gold medal, you want to have that pride, and I respect that. But I also have to look at it from a business point of view, saying, what if one of my players gets injured? What kind of compensation am I going to get? Am I going to have that money come off the cap so I can go find another player? B, is there even another player out there? I like the idea. I think it'll be fun because I'd like to see a couple of the old CFL guys, CFLers, go up against the NFLers and then pull in the German league. So I'd like to know your thoughts on that. And then second, quickly, how's this, guys? Darlene, Tage Thompson, two draft picks, first round, and you can have Matthews. Have a great day. Love listening. Have a good one, boys.
Thanks, Scotty. No deal for Matthews with that. The point about playing for your country, like Bart Scott laid it out right there, you know, playing for your country is a dream. I guess for everybody out there that competes in a sport, you know, the Olympics are a moving target as well. Some sports go in, some sports come out. The 2028 Olympics is rustling out.
Like the sport of wrestling, right?
I think because some go in and some come out.
Just went in.
Lacrosse is going in.
Yes.
Yes. Lacrosse is going in. I'll pull this up, the 2020 games. So flag football goes in. Baseball and softball goes in. Lacrosse goes in. Squash is going in.
Squash?
Yeah. So sports go in and out. And I guess the thing I would wonder is you've got whatever you might, maybe you're a runner. If you're a runner, you might always dream of going to the Olympics because you always watch the Olympics and running is there, whether that's the marathon or relay or high jump, long jump. You know, track and field events are just kind of there. If you're someone that grew up skateboarding, that's not something that made it to the Olympics. Like, all these X Games events, like the X Games were created, and then a lot of those events made their way too, like the Winter Olympics, right? First they're the X Games, and then they go on an Olympic level. So skateboarding, sport climbing, and surfing were optional events in 2020. They promoted the Summer Olympics core event program. I was reading about like the process. The modern pentathlon is expected to feature an updated format replacing show jumping. Remember the dance one? What did you say, dancing?
Are you talking about breakdancing?
Breakdancing.
Is that
Ray
gone?
Gun. That made it to the Olympics.
It did.
Did people that breakdanced their whole lives dream of the Olympics? Or do they?
Probably not.
Hey, look at us. We made it.
Yeah.
They're going to give us medals. I'm not in any way trying to diminish anybody that's working at these sports and trying to be the best. What I'm getting at is, I want to say I find it a little bit tough to believe an NFL player would be like, yeah, I've always dreamt of winning gold for my country.
Yeah.
Not in this sport.
No.
Never in this sport. You would have dreamt about it maybe in something else.
I will say, like, not to overstate my run in USA Hockey, but I was definitely the most motivated in my career that I ever was when I was at, like, USA Hockey selection camps for, like, because I wanted to wear that jersey.
Yeah.
It's like the coolest thing you could ever imagine. But I don't know if it would hit the same if I had watched and grown up and grinded for a sport that never had that representation. I think that's an interesting difference here of like hockey. I grew up and I watched USA Hockey all the time, World Juniors, these tournaments I was trying to play in the Olympics. And like, do the guys care at all about it? Because like, it's purely you're playing for your country. It's not watched this and I've always set this goal. It's such a different mindset, I think. Like, I know as a player and all the guys I talked to in those camps when I was there, all were like, this is the coolest opportunity they've had in their careers. And a lot of these guys were high picks in, you know, major junior drafts and going to go in the NHL and play.
And there's probably – this is probably the point about future and how you build something, right? The dream team in 1992 lays the groundwork for now if you make a U.S. Olympic team, you did the same thing that Michael Jordan did. Mm-hmm. There's something there. As opposed to like – I guess what I'm getting at is early on – it might be the most cynical way to say it is that an NFL player playing on a flag football team for the Team USA is a vanity project. Like, that's really what it feels like right now. Oh, Tyreek Hill's going to go play in the Olympics and try and get a gold medal. Congratulations.
Yeah.
But
that's kind of my stance on it.
Yeah. And I feel like that could be cynical. It could also be kind of true. And two things can be true, that it is a part of what builds the sport in the future. Boxing is not at the 2028 Olympic Games.
It's not.
There will be no boxing at the 2028 Olympics. And there's a procedural reason for that, that there's no, they would need to become their own organization. The IOC has not decided whether or not to allow a 2028 program in without a new governing body. So you might have flag football, but not have boxing. Is boxing something you think about all the time at the Olympics? I mean, it's definitely been there for a long time. I mean, Muhammad Ali went to the Olympics to box for the U.S.
It's been kind of an irrelevant sport for quite some time, so I can't tell you the last time I remember somebody of note that boxing in the Olympics, but.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
803-0550. It is an interesting conversation, right? It kind of ropes in our NFL stars, the patriotism for the country, the Olympics themselves, which, you know, have become diversified in the types of sports that get added and that get dropped. Justin in Oneonta. Hey, Justin.
Good morning, guys. This kind of ties into your point earlier about the NFL dragging things out and how I think they'll do the player selection process. Olympic trials the year before. You have the Buffalo Bills play the Kansas City Chiefs, 7-on-7, flag football. Top performer from each team makes the roster the year before. You waive, I don't know, like 2 weeks of minicamp, OTAs, say, boys, let's go. Let's figure it out. Swimming does it. Why not football? So I think that's what they'll end up doing, just to make more money off of it. Why not?
Yeah. So you're saying that the trials will be it.
Yeah. Like you do, like the swimming you do as a former college swimmer, like they do Olympic trials. And if you win your event, you go.
Right. In this case, though, they don't for like the for team sports. You're not competing like one team against the other. It's not right. Like you know, the A team and the A1 team compete against each other, and whoever wins that for the Team USA goes to the, you know, the basketball Olympics. It's about tryouts, and they try to build their perfect team. But it might be better the other way.
I'm thinking if you look at like statistics, like, oh, who's the top quarterback performer in this tournament, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then, oh, who had the most receiving yards, most interceptions, most tackles, most rushing yards, and you kind of build it that way. And then if you hit more than that one player per team, you go to the next guy.
Yeah. Thanks, Justin. The trial process, the team process, right? Do they have tryouts? Do they have camps, practices? Do they just give the job to whoever? Because the players that are on that team now are, I mean, I would think, working more than these NFL players are.
Correct.
I don't know what to do with it. What are we supposed to do with it?
Yeah.
I got to get you these numbers on the 4 versus the 5 seed. I'll do that.
Yes, after you do.
I promise I'll do it this segment on the NFL's other proposal about the seeding in the playoffs. John in Wisconsin. Hey, John.
Hi, good morning. This is connected to something Nate said earlier about youth flag football and the injury concerns, but it's also, I think, a way to grow the sport with girls and women. Is there going to be a women's division in the Olympics? I know that the Bills are sponsoring an intercollegiate women's league in the area, and so I assume this is also a path forward for women and girls in the sport.
Yes, both men's and women's at the 2028 Olympic Games. And that's, thanks, John, that's kind of the point I was getting to about, and the previous caller about roller hockey, like the entry point. This is the game of football, I guess. Would the NFL want to kind of adopt this mindset? The game of football can be played in a lot of different ways. The structurally,
yeah,
it's the same. This version is not going to be a padded version where we're battling in the trenches and dressing an extra offensive lineman and having Gene Steratore review every play. In this version, actually, Steratore will probably do the flag football reviews too. In this version, there's not hitting. There's flags. It's 7-on-7. And in this version, you know, women play, the women's league. I see stuff at the Bills website all the time about, like, yeah, pushing this as a better entry point for the game of football to be played by more people. And there's always going to be value in that. So is the NFL just basically see this as an opportunity to, if we grow that, it will inherently grow us more? We don't have to send important players. It doesn't have to be the biggest stars in the league. Could Tyler Huntley be their quarterback? Could it be Dylan Gabriel of the? I'm just picking out random backups around the league. Shedeur Sanders, whoever it might be, you might want the most athletic guy that can make guys miss. Is Anthony Richardson a candidate for this? You know, is Josh Allen? Whoever you want. If we send guys that would bring eyeballs to it, the attention will just, I guess, organically over time help our own league. Not like the NFL needs it. This is to your point. Like,
right.
What more help do you need? Games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays.
My issue with it is, though, again, it's taking opportunities away from people that have spent the last 2 years knowing this was going to be a thing, that flag football was going to be in the Olympics.
Yeah.
They've spent years.
Yeah, but at the same time, I hear that, but the Olympics is supposed to be the best that can do it can go. And the only thing holding the NFL players back is their employer saying, yes, it's okay. So you want to say the players that have been there putting the work in deserve to go? Well, if you are an Olympic sprinter, and all of a sudden, someone that's also an American and also a sprinter gets greenlit to compete in the games, you have to beat that person. That is supposed to be the nature of the game.
But it's also, I would disagree, it's sort of like if there was, I don't think there's any equivalent to what's happening. where pro sports is taking over a amateur event.
But it's not really amateur competition anymore. Didn't that already go out the window? Hasn't that gone out the window quite a bit?
What
the idea that the Olympics are all made of amateurs?
No. I'm not talking about the Olympics in general. I'm talking about the flag football as a sport. It's an amateur sport. There's even if pro foot. I don't know. I guess if you want to say pro, if there's a, sorry, if I'm, you know, not counting the pro flag football league. I'm not sure.
I mean, this is part of it. We're all learning about it as we go.
I just think it's like a pro sport, pro athletes taking over a game that has largely been an amateur sport.
But again, if it's right.
Because there's the idea that this isn't Four Nations. It's not golf where, you know, I saw a tweet like Scottie Scheffler didn't think, you know, it really mattered for him to get a gold medal. He didn't grow up thinking he was going to represent his country. No, but it's still golf. He's playing other pro golfers who also compete across the world in that game. It's the same game
right. Universally.
This is the first time the Olympics will feature a game that is having athletes from a different sport integrate and take over from people that have been playing that sport. There is no precedent for this.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, again, like, why would you be ineligible? Let's get to Herschel Walker on the bobsled team, which is a thing that did happen. Should he have not been allowed to play? Should he have not been allowed to be on that team because someone else who worked bobsled was?
No. Because if he is going into there and he's the best person to do it, it's a different sport. I'm talking about I would say the only close example of this is Olympic 3-on-3 basketball.
Okay. Which is coming, right?
We
already had that. That's
already
right.
Had it.
It was very weird.
Do you know who played on the 3-on-3 team?
Jimmer Fredette.
Right. Not LeBron James.
Was it because he's busy?
And, I mean, they played in the Olympics. For the full team.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But Jalen Brunson, that did not make the meet, he didn't go play the 3-on-3 tournament.
But if he wanted to, could he have?
I guess he could have.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it gets to the Olympics.
That's the closest equivalent I could find.
The nature of what the Olympics are supposed to be. I think for a lot of our sports, we like it just to be a meritocracy. Are you the best? If you're the best, you're the best. End of story. And in years where hockey is the best, I think, sport to talk about this with, because we've seen amateurs go, we've seen non-NHL player Olympics, we've seen NHL Olympics, and again, there aren't that many countries that can really field a competitive roster when you go with the NHL rostered players. Part of me does feel for the players that have done it, but, you know, Nate, here's the hypothetical. I've been playing flag football for 10 years, and I'm so close to making the Olympic team, and someone just beat me out for my spot. Am I only allowed to say it's unfair if that player is also in the NFL? If that guy just works downtown doing anything, but is faster than me and can catch better than me, I lost my job to someone better than me. It's not okay if that guy has a job in football, but it is okay if he plays baseball? What if... I mean, pick anybody you want. Pick Russell Westbrook wants to play for the Olympic flag football team, and he makes it. Is that okay? Because he's not a professional football player?
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't think I have the answers to that. But it'll be interesting how all this continues on and what the next stages of this will be.
I think it's just my frustration with how the league feels they just have to take everything over.
Well, they're not taking it over. It's one player per team.
Right.
Which might be a full team of, players.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a break in. 803-0550, Mike D. Sniffin, TSN on Mitch Marner and your calls when we return here on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.